says, I will strike down the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. Let me describe the scene for you in which this takes place. It's the time of the Passover, and the place is the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus is traveling there with his disciples. They've eaten the Passover meal. He has instituted the Lord's Supper. And he uses this prophecy. And he says before that, you will all fall away because it is written, I will strike down the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. And of course, Peter, in his way, he responds, even though all may fall away, yet I will. And while they're in the garden, Jesus prays, and his disciples fall asleep 3 times. Judas returns to betray Jesus, accompanied by an armed group to arrest him. And the prophecy is fulfilled. Mark 14:50 says, and they all left him and fled. But then Mark goes on to add an obscure account that's omitted by the other gospel writers. When he says in 14:51 and 52, a young man was following him wearing nothing but a linen sheet over his naked body. And they seized him, but he pulled free from the linen sheet and escaped naked. Now, there's a lot of opinions of who this person might have been, this young man. Some believe it might have been the owner of the garden. Others believed it was a nearby resident who was awakened by the noise of the arresting crowd. Some even believe that the reason Mark has this in his account is because it quite possibly was Mark himself. But on a closer look, we see that it was not someone just who happened to be there. Mark says that this person, if it was himself, was following Jesus. And all the other disciples have left, and it seems like he's the last one there. Now, his attire seems odd, doesn't it? Only a sheet and nothing else on. This is what leads us to many to think that he was awakened out of his sleep. But we could make those observations and those conclusions, but if we do that, we overlook the purpose of this narrative. You see, the Greek meaning of the sheet, this linen cloth, linen sheet, means it was a bleached cloth, thus it was a white sheet. Let me give you a couple passages of Scripture. Galatians 3:27, for all you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool. So, a follower of Christ is clothed in the purity of his holiness. And that's what we are. But unfortunately, too many times, we're like this young man. And when adversity arises, what do? We flee away from Christ. When conflicts and trials appear, we run, leaving our covering behind. This leaves us much like this young person, naked and exposed. And we are seen just as we are, in all our transgressions and all our shortcomings, in open and no way to cover them. Therefore, we're left running into the darkness with nowhere else to turn. Now with that, let's move on to another scene, another location, just a time later. The place is Golgotha, Calvary. And we see another young man. Only this one is not running, but he is naked. And he's hanging on a cross. And his clothes have been removed. Mark goes on to say in verse 24 that they crucified him and divided his garments. This is in verse chapter 15, excuse me. And they crucified him and divided his garments among themselves, casting lots for them to decide what each man should take, leaving Christ naked and exposed. This time, it's not his transgressions and shortcomings that are revealed. What's revealed are mine and yours. So instead of running away from Jesus, we must now move toward him, because what else is exposed is his abused body that represents the bread of life. John 6:51 says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever, and the bread also which I give for life of the world is my flesh. And we also see the exposed, redeeming blood of Christ. Matthew 26:28 says, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. So we come here today, maybe clothed and covered by the righteousness of Christ. But maybe there were times, and not maybe, there were times when we have run away into the darkness, naked and exposed. And so Corinthians says in 11:28, 1 Corinthians, but a man must examine himself. And in so doing, he is to eat the bread and to drink the cup. Father, we come before you to remember what Christ has done and what Christ has offered to us. And Father, as we have the picture that has been painted for us mentally, Father, of what your Son has gone through and what he looked like hanging on the cross, so beaten and abused. And Father, that we understand that, Father, in that his pureness and his holiness was exposed. Father, too many times our sin and shortcomings have been exposed. And so, Father, we come today to remember the blood and the body that can make us white as snow, can give us a covering that is pure. And so, Father, as we partake today, may we examine ourselves and understand our need for Christ. For it's in his holy name that we pray.